Yeah, g'day. My name's Grant. I'm on the dole at the moment, so said I haven't got much money or anything and got heaps of time spared to, you know, sort of stuff around, doing nothing much at home, so it's really hot and it's summer at the moment, so sort of get sick of sitting around the lounge room watching TV and sort of smoking and drinking, so it's really hot this afternoon. I thought I'll go for a walk and head down the park. So I sort of headed off and, you know, I've just got my shorts on, just got a singlet, and you know, I've got a pretty good body, I suppose, you know, 6 foot and got short blonde hair, got a reasonable sort of cock on me, I suppose, about 8 inches long, swim a fair bit, but anyhow, I thought I'd head down and see what's happened down there, and so I went for a walk. It's probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, thought there might be a few people hanging around down there, so got down there and I'm sort of sitting there on the fence and having a look around. There's a few cars pull into the car park and a couple of fellas sitting in their car. I don't know what they're doing. They're sort of eating their lunch or something, I suppose. So sort of walked past them having a look and they were looking at me in my shorts, you know, so got a fairly well-packed lunch, I suppose. You know, my cock sort of hanging out to the left-hand side and walked along and they're looking at me and I'm looking at them. I thought, oh, I'd go in the dunny and take a piss. So anyhow, I sort of walk in there and there's one guy standing at the trough, he's having a leak. So I stand next to him. He's looking at my cock, I start looking at his. So, you know, I take my piss. He's still standing there, he's finished having his piss. So he's looking at me and I start looking at him. And we'll start to bar up, eh? I get a half a fat. He's looking at me, I'm looking at him. Well, next minute he sort of stands a bit closer and he touches my leg. I think, oh, this feels all right. So starts rubbing it. My cock's really hard now and because it's so hot, my balls are hanging really low and he gets down on his hands and knees and sort of starts licking at my balls. I think, oh, this feels pretty good. So next minute his mouth's around the end of my cock. Right, so he's sucking on my cock for a little while, eh? It feels all right. And he's, you know, sucking away. And I think, oh, yeah, this feels really good. So I put my hand on his cock and I can sort of feel it's getting really hard in my hand. And I thought, oh, I'll have a play with it for a while. Anyhow, sort of playing around, I thought, oh, I'll have a suck on his cock as well. So I sort of lean over and go down on him and having a suck. He's got a really nice cock. It's about, you know, 7.5, 8 inches, it's really fat. It's got a foreskin on it, so I sort of pulled it back and sort of licking out underneath. Anyhow, we're starting to get down to it. I can hear some footsteps. There's someone else in that come behind us. I thought, oh shit, so quickly stand up, put my cock back away. It's really hard and sort of sticking down out of my shorts, but sort of stood over to the other side of the urinal so no one would suspect anything. Anyhow, this guy walks in and he's standing right behind and I thought, oh fuck, I better get out of here. So anyhow, I turned, walked back outside, out back into the park, sort of a bit scared. I thought, you know, there's someone else standing there, I don't want them to see what's going on. So anyhow, I walk back out, I sit down on the fence over near the hill that goes down beside the toilets and then down to the creek. So there's a few other guys sitting in their cars and I'm thinking, yeah, I wonder what they're up to, so. And my cock's starting to go back down. I think I'll be okay to walk past him again now. So, you know, I walk past these cars and this is one guy. He's in a panel van. He's probably, I don't know, about 19 or 20, I suppose. He's, he must be a plumber or electrician or something. He's got a ladder on the roof of his panel van and I see he's either a tradesman or something. So I sort of walk past. He smiles at me. I smile at him. You know, I say, g'day, how you doing? So my name's Grant. His name's Todd. You know, start talking for a while. And I'm looking through the window of his car and I see he's got a really, you know, well-packed bloody lunch in his jeans. And I think, fuck, yeah, he looks pretty cool. So anyhow, talking to him and asking me what's going on. I said, oh, just hanging around. You know, I've got nothing much to do. I'm on the dole. I've got plenty of time. So he's asking me, you know, what I want to do this afternoon, if I want to go around to his place. Yes, I thought, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm not doing anything, nothing else happening. So, yeah, I said, yeah, I'll come over to your place. Whereabouts do you live? He said, oh, that's only about 10 minutes down the road. So jumped in his car and heading down the road, heading towards his place. He said, oh, you know, we'll stop at the bottle shop and get a half a dozen cans to have a few drinks when we get back there. So call in, get a half a dozen cans, off we go. So as we're heading down the road, you know, I've got the cans, and he says, oh, how about you crack one for us? I said, oh, I've cracked one already. So grabbing my cock, and he's looking across, so he's holding on the steering wheel with one hand, he starts playing with my cock with the other. So I've got a, you know, bar in my pants, and so I lean across and start playing with him as we're driving down the road. So anyhow, I sort of cracked one in my pants and cracked a tin in my hand, and off we go. And so anyhow, we were getting down a bit further and pulling into his driveway. We had to sit there for a couple of minutes till our cocks went down. So he lives in this little flat, just, you know, a little three-story block of units, and went upstairs to his place. The place is a bit of a mess, you know, sort of walked in, there's magazines laying around, there's, you know, lots of dirty bloody cans and ashtray and shit on the table. So we sit down, we're having another beer. He decides to put a movie on for us, so slips one of these porno movies into the TV and that, and watching that for a while. So he's starts to undo my shirt and pull my shorts down. I'm sitting in the couch and he's down on the floor and he's got my cock in his mouth. He's just starting sucking away at it, and I think, oh fuck, this is great. So while he's doing that, he's taking his gear off, and he's got this great bod, got this really great chest and really great stomach muscles, really tight, smooth ass. So he's got a tattoo on his ass as well. It was like this little devil. And so anyhow, I'm sort of playing with his ass while he's sucking on my cock. So anyhow, he's sucking away on me, and next minute we get into a 69er. I'm sucking on him, he's sucking on me, and anyhow, I feel his ass while he's sucking on my finger on him and playing with his hole. Put a bit of spit on my finger and I'm playing around with it. He's really getting off on it. He's really enjoying it, you can tell. Like, he's really relaxing and that. He said, oh, look, you know, I've got a bottle of Amyl if you want to try some Amyl. I said, oh, yeah, I've heard of that stuff. What do you do with it? And he said, oh, you just sniff it and it makes you really horny. It makes you feel really good and really relaxed and really gets your rocks off. So he gets this little brown bottle and shows me just sniff it, and after, you know, a couple of seconds or so, you start to feel really hot. So then you have this sniff, and he's having a sniff as well. Next minute we're getting down to it, and it's like licking and slucking and really enjoying it. He says, you know, do you like fucking? So I said, oh, you know, I'll try it. Yeah, it sounds all right to me. So he gets some lube and a condom, and anyhow, we sort of have another sniff of this animal. He sticks the condom over my cock. So anyhow, I roll him over, and all I can see is this little tattoo of this devil on his really smooth ass. So I slip my cock in, mate. It's so fucking tight. Felt really good. So I start just slowly putting it in, and like, he lets out this little sort of noise. It just like this whimper. Must have hurt him a bit, I suppose, because I suppose my cock's pretty big. So anyhow, I just slide it up. He has another sniff of this animal and starts to relax. He's getting really off on it now. Like, so I'm right up behind him, sort of like doggy style. He's down on the floor and I'm behind him. So I start pumping away at him, and it's really, really good. So anyhow, as I'm behind him, I slip my hand up underneath and cup his balls in my hand. So I start playing with his balls and jerking him at the same time. So I put a bit of slag in my hand just to rub on the knob of his dick. He's really enjoying it. So just slowly, I thought, fuck, if I do this too quick, I'm going to come. So I've really got to just take my time. He's really enjoying it. I don't want to play too quick. So sliding in and out a few times, getting really close, but keep stopping just in time. I think, not yet, not yet, enjoying it too much. So then he says, how about I have a go? And I said, oh yeah, fair enough. So I take my cock out, and I thought, oh well, I'll let him fuck me as well. So same story, I get the Amel back and have another sniff. He puts some lube on my ass, puts his condom on. Next me, he's up behind me. Fucking hell, this cock, man. It's really big. So I take this deep breath and next minute sticks up my ass. Fucking hell. But same time, pleasure and pain, man. It felt really good. So anyhow, he starts humping away at me and it was just too much. He started to really get stuck into it. And like, I'm looking down at my cock and I can see like some pre-cum coming out the end of it. Mate, it's really, really hot. So as I'm rubbing the pre-cum on the end of my cock and he's humping me from behind, I can feel like these beads of sweat on my face and just dribbling down me and over my chest, and he's playing with my nuts and he's playing with my cock. Man, it's really hot. So anyhow, he's humping away and he says he's going to come, he just can't hold it back. So he's humping away. Next thing I can feel him inside me, he's just pumping. I can feel his cock just swelling up in my ass. He's fucking me. Oh. He starts letting out these squeals like as he's coming. He's just really going to town on me. So anyhow, he's blowing his load. At the same time as he's coming, I can feel that my cock is just ready to explode. My balls have gone really tight. Next minute, I just blew all over the carpet, man. I just fucking come everywhere. Just gallons of it. All this hot white spoof all over his carpet. And anyhow, he just keeps playing with me whilst I'm coming. And just, unreal. Blow everywhere, all over the place. Anyhow, finally, just finished. It finally stopped, like after about 30 seconds. This cum just keeps coming out. Oh, shit. Finally, after all that, we get our breath back. And, you know, I think, oh, God, I'm going to have to head home soon. I've got to get back to my place. So, anyhow, he says to me, look, you know, I can't give you a lift, mate. You know, I've got a job to do this afternoon, and you know, he had to head off, and I thought, oh shit, I'll have to hitchhike or something back home. So anyhow, I grabbed one of the tinnies off him. I thought, oh, I'll just drink this beer while I'm heading back home. So anyhow, he says, look, we'll try and catch each other again, you know. He said, you know, I can't give him a phone number or anything, but you know, I might see you down the park again the next week or two. And I said, yeah, cool, no worries, man, I'll see you around. So anyhow, I grabbed the beer and head off. I think, fuck, what a great afternoon. So anyhow, walking down the street and drinking this can of piss, and next minute, man, this fella pulls up in this Mercedes Benz. I think, Jesus Christ. And he's sitting there and he's playing with himself. But I jump in, I think, well, here we go again.